And Mr. Ambassador, you are a diplomat. What would you say if you were in the Middle East right now to both sides to keep it from escalating, to keep it from turning into World War III if you don't think that that's where we are?
Ma'am, it's a good question. I'm a diplomat. I believe very sincerely on the basis of my experience and whatever knowledge I have of history that if there's a problem between two groups and they sit down to see if they can eliminate or reduce the problem, they talk about it. There's a chance that they can achieve that objective, but if they do not talk, there is no chance.
But Mr. Ambassador, I mean, Hezbollah is bent on, you know, sort of wiping Israel off the map. So what more is there to say?
Well, and Israel is bent on destroying everybody in Hezbollah. So what is there to say? I mean, there is a middle ground almost always, but you got to talk, just like we did to the Russians all during the Cold War, although we knew they could blast us off the face of the earth at cost.
But Mr. Ambassador, do you believe that Hezbollah is a terrorist organization?
Well, a terrorist organization is in the eye of the beholder.
Well, how about I'm asking you.
Okay. You have to understand now, we parachuted people into Europe in World War II. You're too young to remember that.
Thank you, Mr. Ambassador.
Their job was to kill Germans. Hey, no offense, I wish I could share that with you. But their job was to kill Germans. Now, were they terrorists or heroes?
Well, let's go back to Hezbollah. Do you think it's a terrorist organization?
No, I think it has objectives to which we object very strongly, and some of them are bloody. But other people are doing things quite similar to that.